Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to Boogie Nights! I don't know what that intro was. Get the procedurals done. Here, let me Google Boogie Nights and open up the wiki page, because that's very important. Paul Thomas Anderson, we have seen one of his films. Was it Licorice Pizza? I do believe it was Licorice Pizza. And I think that was it, although we really need to watch Magnolia at some point, because that's my favorite Tom Cruise performance ever. If you know, you know. All right, so I have no idea what I'm getting into, but it's Paul Thomas Anderson, so I don't think I've ever seen... I've seen Paul Thomas Anderson films that have ranged from good to fantastic. Oh, we need to watch There Will Be Blood as well. Well, it looks like it's some kind of Boogie Nights. Is this another period piece? One of the best things about Licorice Pizza was the soundtrack, I recall. Los Angeles. I mean, it's San Fernando Valley, but that might as well be LA. Jackie Jack! I know who that is because I've seen him in VH1's I Love the Whatever. But his name's not in the starring category, so I don't know who that is. If I saw his name, I'd remember it. Vamos. Is that John C. Reilly? Yes, it is. It's like a who's who. There's Don Cheadle. Oh my god. Everyone's in this movie. It's odd because like Paul Thomas Anderson has his stable of actors, but he also has just a lot of big name actors who also want to be in his movies. Is that really a 7-Up or is that like code for a liquor drink? Good girl, Julianne Moore. If I'm not mistaken, this has all been one shot. It's PTA's Goodfellas movie. Oh, please. Nobody has ever looked at Mark Wahlberg like that. Come on now. Maybe to, like, stare at him to get him out of the movie. Paul Thomas Anderson's a great director, though. Mark Wahlberg might actually be great in this movie. William H. Macy? I don't know why I said Macy like that. Macy? Kurt Cobain. He wants to keep it on the small end. So he's a movie producer or a filmmaker? That's like a legit kitchen. Like, at a bar, I would assume it'd be, like, not legit. Like, they're just putting stuff together. Especially in the 70s. Everything should be, like, frozen. Not really. Oh, well. I don't know anything about Torrance, but I would assume they don't have this kind of a nightclub. Pardon? If you got $10. That is not his real name. That's his director name. He's got a work permit. Did you really need to ask that? Oh. Oh my goodness. He is sufficiently enticed, as they say. Oh, I thought he was about to pull a tenor. It looked like he was thinking about it, at least. Oh, Burt Reynolds. Jack Horner. Who wrote the screenplay? Yeah, Paul Thomas Anderson. I love directors like Wes Anderson who are really good at doing like their style. And then you got like Paul Thomas Anderson who's kind of all over the place, and no matter what he does, it's really good. Not like Martin Scorsese good, but really good. Martin Scorsese did a kids movie and it was fantastic. Are those Quaaludes? Nope, cocaine. Well, that's cocaine. Caught. Julianne Moore, she's from Boston, is she not? She went to Boston University. She was born in North Carolina, but she grew up, I guess, in Boston. Makes sense. I want to call a lawyer. Was this a Boston? No, it's Los Angeles. Mark Wahlberg, Julianne Moore. Who else was here from Boston? Boston. Is this just Magnolia? You've got like a high profile actor playing a very weird character. Awesomely weird character. And then you got like William H. Macy driving around, I guess, with frogs about to fall out of the sky. Spoilers, by the way. That's not really a spoiler, is it? Because even if you watch the movie, even if you watch the movie, you're like, what? I know what it looks like. That guy must have popped like an extends or something, because that's a boner killer if I've ever seen one. Mocky Mock. Oh my god. I will preface this. I think I've said it before. The one role I've ever liked of Mark Wahlberg was in The Other Guys. And that's a comedy movie where his bad acting, I'm fairly certain, is the point of why he was cast, was because he's a bad actor and it's fun to laugh at his bad acting. I don't know if Adam McKay would ever admit to that, but that's my running theory. That's my fan theory. Oh my god. What did they stuff in there? Farrah Fawcett. Paul Thomas Anderson, what are you doing, bro? He is really good at setting the... Serpico! He is really good at setting, like, the period very well. Like, this shot right here is... It's nothing but atmosphere and setting the setting, if you will. I don't want to see Mark Wahlberg. No, I don't want to see Mark Wahlberg doing this. Tom Hardy, yes, not Mark Wahlberg. Oh, god. Mark, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Ooh. Well, now I'm hungry. Now I'm hungry for breakfast, specifically. Do they know that he's making money off the side? I mean, I would assume not, but I'm assuming they would not be okay with that. Or maybe they are. I don't know. He did shave. Wants to get into porn. Was the 70s where college was a fiscally responsible investment. Nowadays, maybe not so much. He said bye to his dad, but not to her. Everyone needs all that bass. Oh yeah, Don Cheadle knows what's up. this 8-track. This is so 70s. No, I don't. Is he gonna knock that coffee over? It's just sitting precariously on top of the TK-421. You dig? I was thinking about watching this like earlier today, and it's Boogie Nights, and I kept thinking about the Stick song Long Nights. And I was trying to incorporate Boogie Nights, but you can't. Is that Ralph Macchio? No, he's just an extra. We're panning further down the line. Oh, that is Heather Graham from Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. All of these movies we watch are connected, by the way. I don't know if you realize that. Everything we watch, it's connected to something else. At some point, I'll reference Wolfwalkers as well. Gross. I mean, that actor's really good at doing that, but it still grows. I like how they subtitled that, even though he wasn't saying anything. Really making this accessible to the non-lip readers. Oh, look, she wore her roller skates to class. So what is this movie about? Oh boy. Is this just about like unbridled sexual virility of a movie? Now they're both admiring it. Come on now. And we all know what his is. A porn star. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of shocked that these tracking shots, Paul Thomas Anderson wasn't doing them on roller skates. That'd be pretty awesome. Oh, I know who she's going to get. Eddie Vance, or Eddie, what's his name? Oh, I thought she was getting him for Burt Reynolds. Is this a fiver or a tenner? Oh, I don't know what this costs. Oh, come on. I never want to see Mark Wahlberg like this. Ugh. Is that Heather Graham? Paul Thomas Anderson, you freaky deaky dog. Oh, this is about a sex cult at the Boogie Nights. 487 guns. What does that mean? I love how they're having to sell him on this. Like, normally you would think that, like, you ask a guy to be in one of these movies, they'd be like, jump at the chance. This is the 70s. You want to? She is eyeing him. Checking out his shoulder. The story, right? Oh. Please tell me they're not going to Mark Wahlberg for his acting. Please. It's like Taxi Driver. Is this the thesis statement of the movie? Is this Paul Thomas Anderson talking right now? Everything about Paul Thomas Anderson films just drips the time period. You want a Fresca? So who is Heather Graham? Just checking out your shoulder earlier. Primed and ready. How is he not uncomfortable? Like, Burt Reynolds is right there, I guess, gonna watch. Here we go. That was smooth. With the roller skates on. Did I mention that? Because I was totally thinking, like, that'd be funny if she did that. What? It's one hell of an audition. I know why she picked this song. Uh-oh. Mom is still awake, smoking and drinking. This is not going to be good. Uh-oh, Mark Wahlberg. His delivery just most of the time is just amazingly funny. What is your problem? At least one of them showed up to act that day. Oh, wow, it was all night. Oh, he's moving in. Mark Wahlberg. Just whenever he talks. I'm so sorry. Oh, they're all connected through Burt Reynolds. So this is all about Fatia. So this is all about a gang of porn stars trying to appear normal in their daily lives, right? So weird seeing John C. Reilly in 1997 look so young. Smooth. Super. Oh, that's strong. 2-3, whatever. But is that like testing him? Mark Wahlberg. I don't know if it's just me, but like anytime he acts, it's just funny. Like just his delivery and his method of speaking, and it's just funny. Oh no. Oh boy. We got Pepsi. I'm pretty sure I've used that jug before at some point. I'm sorry. Ba-ba. Country Western. It didn't work at the Sarah Rose Minnesota Teen Princess pageant. It's not going to work here. Everybody wants to be in the movies. Who's that? Have I seen him before? He looks like the guy from the Sonic movie. Is that him? I'm just jamming. This is another one of those setting the time period scenes. Oh boy. Kinda. That's what he digs. Oh, is that Julianne Moore's daughter that she was asking about? Oh, is that her son? There's his mom. Oh, what's that shoulder? She keeps looking at those shoulders. Their inspiration. Oh, this is a voyeur shot. Look, William H. Macy's here. Everybody knows Jack. He keeps seeing this happen and he's never involved. Poor guy. Is that his wife again? It's always his wife. Are people comfortable watching this? Like around other people, you'd think it'd be like weird. I don't know. Paul Thomas Anderson was alive during the 70s. I wasn't. I've seen him in other stuff too. As a very honest cinematographer, I will say. This film's got some really good quotes to it, like Magnolia. Now, who's this guy? He looks like FBI. More like FBI. They're taking her to Mr. Wolf? I'm telling you, Paul Thomas Anderson has some fantastic lines. Oh, look who it is. No. Philip Seymour Hoffman in the flesh. Who on earth has their eyes set on Mark Wahlberg that hard? I'm very excited because this means Philip Seymour Hoffman is going to be acting circles around Mark Wahlberg. The Colonel. Lance Hardwood. I bet you are. Gonna cost you a fiver, bud. Kickstand, isn't it? Oh my god, this is... I'm hoping that's like the point of this. Like, it's hilarious in like a surreal kind of way. Which of baby? Are they high? There's a lot of cocaine in this movie, I guess. I don't think coke makes you like stupid silly like that. There we go. Mark, please. Mark Wahlberg. Dirk Diggler. Oh, this is where that name is. I've heard this name before. Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Oh, digging the ascot. What have I seen him in before? I wish they'd say his name so I could look up the cast. He's been in other stuff. Tunnel of Love. Yeah, that's definitely a story first production. With stuff like Enter the Actor, you really need to be careful when it comes to these sorts of productions, because that could mean a very much different things. I think that's going to take more than 2 seconds, but okay. I love Philip Seymour Hoffman. Scotty J, put some respect on that name, Mark. Look at him, he's so creepy. Then we got freaking Mark Wahlberg here trying to be an actor. Oh my goodness. What a start it is. Maybe it is me, because people... I'm fine with, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, but there are a lot of people who think Leonardo DiCaprio sucks as an actor, so I don't know, it might just be me. I need to, like, look on subreddits and see what people's opinion of Mark Wahlberg is, or should be, could be, is. Look, he just can't take his eyes off of him. Oh. No, I think it's very okay for her. I'm waiting for this movie to take a turn. Obviously, it's not going to just be this for 2.5 hours. Something's going to happen and it's all going to go sideways. He's a good director, though. I know it. It's like he was given one line, probably because it's Mark Wahlberg. Oh. They're so very understanding. I'm about to watch Mark Wahlberg have sex on the screen. Oh, God. Never thought it would come to this, but here we are. Paul Thomas Anderson has taken me here. You need some Gatorade? It's like Pearl. Is this why Mark Wahlberg was given this role? Because he's supposed to be the epitome of a bad porno actor? If that's true, that is hilarious. Really? Here we go. Oh, thank goodness. It's like, oh, wow. Gotta be, like, turned down and zoomed in. God. I'm gonna hyperventilate. Oh, she's going off script. What is? Where does the story happen? It's so weird. It really did capture the essence of an actual porno, which is hilarious. Yeah, he needs that cigarette. Zoom in. Something's gonna happen. Somebody's gonna get jealous of him and his item. Uh-oh. Everyone's so like entranced. No. No, it doesn't, but whatever. What was he covering up? Was he the fluffer? Not as easy as you thought it was, huh, pretty boy? It's a lie. This is where the fun begins. Oh my god. I have to watch Mark Wahlberg's O face. Oh my god. Oh, the magic words. Yeah, buddy. He's a natural. Dirk. I'm assuming the film was a hit. Oh, Scotty J, my man. Isn't that Mark Wahlberg's his girlfriend? Or something, Lynn? Well, darn. Design artist. Horses. I need to learn how to do card tricks. I've always wanted to do that. Horses? No. Here we go again. He's a natural. Okay, we got a name. Kurt Ricky J. What all has he been in? He was in The Prestige? What? Magnolia. Mara Never Dies. That's right. Look at that. It's so funny. I will go to my grave now thinking that Paul Thomas Anderson recruited Mark Wahlberg simply because he is the epitome of a bad actor that you find in porno. I mean, he can dance at least. Everybody's got one skill. Johnny Watt. What does that mean in these movies when he says partner? Brock Lander. That has to be the one and only time Mark Wahlberg has ever been told he was the best actor. Is that true? Let me actually, before I make that joke, an American actor and former rapper. Oh my god. What am I doing on Mark Wahlberg's wiki page? I don't think he was won anything. Okay. Makes sense. Oh, awards. Full lit. Oh, God. Was nominated for his role in The Departed. Oh, wait. No, he wasn't. It said result. Nothing. I guess that means he was an honorable mention? Okay, yeah. He hasn't won anything. Okay. Sounds about right. Oh, I'm sorry. He's won things from the Boston Society of Film Critics. Okay, I'll give him that. Whatever. He hasn't won anything important. He was nominated for the Screen Actors Guild Award for Boogie Nights for outstanding performance by a cast and emotion. He literally had to get carried. You know what? Mark Wahlberg, get out of here. I mean, he's great for this film, given his role, but... No, he finally made it into the movies. Good job, Maurice. I bet she would. Yeah, she is. There was a meme I saw where that people say that and then she's like, what are you doing? I want some Taco Bell. Should like pull away his freaking scarf. Yeah, he is. My God. This is incredible. Chest Rockwell. I love this. That's my guy. He's wanting less of Reed and more of Dirk. Oh, ho, 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 ho. That's neat. He really likes his Italian leather. Are we about to dance in September? That's awful. I mean, I would rather have whatever actor that's a painting of over Mark Wahlberg. It has that whole karate feel. You don't have to think about anything. The best compliment ever. He's got nunchucks. Oh my God. Let's go get some of that Saturday Night Beaver. Those are some tight pants. Hello, 80s. Look at that shirt back there. Like that Star Trek episode. If that is your real name. Now who's this? That the colonel? He's just older? That's the colonel. This is the lieutenant. Yeah, that is the librarian from Seinfeld. Or Bookman. Oh, it was also in The Talented Mr. Ripley. It's another good movie. And Magnolia. I like this new look. I don't know what it is, but I dig it. I don't know what any of that means. Looks like a gospel singer. She's like petting it like a dog. Oh, God. He's all he wants to do in his life is sell stereo equipment. People are going to need stereo equipment when music videos start coming out. Is it live or is it Memorex? Time to snort some coke. I can, but you guys probably can't. Here we go. Has he not done drugs before now? No, it's Burns. Feels good. No, it burns. I told you. I guess so. Oh, that's right. VHS. No, porn was on beta. Amanda's ride. Business. Oh, he's gonna blow a gasket when Pornhub comes out. Just 100% amateurs? What's ad revenue? Is it the same as his? Go with Scotty J. Here. It's this, well, pretty much the same thing. Oh! Yeah, he is on coke, so. Oh. Uh-oh, is this where something happens? I hope Mark Wahlberg was sitting on set watching this and going, oh wow, that's acting. Who would have thought VHS tapes would be the villain of this movie? Oh my god, William H. Macy, every time he shows up, he's looking for his wife. I don't know where your wife is, but I know what she's probably doing. One of these characters are going to get pushed to the limit, and they're going to do something bad. I knew it. Is this what happened before Fargo? Is this why he had his wife kidnapped? What you doing, William? He forgot his drink on the hood. Oh, I think I know what's happening. It's like falling down. He's just had enough. '80s. That's so 80s. Oral Majesty. Look at the bad editing. Thank you. I like how this is, like, playing with the changing culture as well as, like, not just filmmaking, but, like, because people in the 80s were talking about violence in films and video games, too. The Ringo Starr? Have you really? We could have saved millions of relationships. I love this puff piece. It wasn't even looking at anything. About blocking the sex. That was such an aggressive shot for him just picking up a phone. Oh, maybe it was supposed to be. Oh, I thought Chris Hansen was going to be there. Um. Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. Sounded like he was like holding children like prisoner in this house. He's a sex weirdo. I'm kind of shocked he didn't do the cable guy thing. Where he like took off his shirt and pressed his chest up against the window. The empire's crumbling down. Good God, Scotty J. But that was a good shoot. Philip Seymour Hoffman ruined that take so many times so he could eat more cake. That cake was full when they started filming. Are you Maurice? We're losing these two. Man, this movie was so good. That scene was fantastic until Mark Wahlberg showed up. Dutch angle. I don't know if that Dutch angle was supposed to be unnervedness or if that was supposed to be like a power move because Jack's on top or Dirk is on top. I said something about jealousy way earlier in the movie. Crystal as in crystal meth? Oh, he's a jerk now. All the drugs. That pink shit's fucking weird. I'm ready. Are you ready down there? He's doing his thing again. Is it the drugs? Oh, come on, Mark Wahlberg, you better be careful with those kind of accusations, my man. Oh, God. This movie got meta all of a sudden. Oh my God. Mark Wahlberg. Aw, poor Scotty J. Robert doesn't like him anymore. Oh, is he a singer now? Oh my God. Auto-tune was not invented yet, by the way. Oh my God. Look at the mixer guy. He's like, ugh. I'm only here because they paid me. You want to cover the vocals up as much as possible, man. Is it though? Oh. Uh-oh. Gonna be some conflict. Julianne Moore's not looking all that good either. That was a very aggressive shot. Yeah, they have him switching to videotape. Good God. What the hell? Floyd Gondoli. Oh, that coke. You got him into drugs. Is this what cocaine does to people? That's why he doesn't want to give them to you. Like a Martin Scorsese movie. They built up this empire and it's all crumbling down around them. What are those VHS tapes? They're into distribution now. Unfulfilling now. He's not enjoying what he's doing. She's not enjoying what she's doing. Everyone's miserable. They've got to come back together and bring the magic. Pardon? Tuesday morning. That's a restaurant or a store. Oh, is she trying to get her son? It's Roller Girl. Oh boy, here we go. Make sure you get a tenner out of this, buddy. Bro, he's got to get those demo tapes. Yeah, you are. This is like gorilla porn. Not gorilla the animal, gorilla like the style. What was it, Gonzo? This is like Gonzo journalism, but Gonzo porn. Cost you $10. Oh, look, it reminds him of where he used to be. He thought he was worth 20 now, but nope. After all this time, he's back to what he was charging in high school. And we're doing one now. Uh-oh. I'm getting a cramp, bro. Is that the guy who was harassing her in class? Look, he's still blocking. Bro, what'd you expect? You just got a guy off the street. Going as fast as I can. Oh, here we go. Good job. What the fuck? What happened? What? There you go. Kick him too. With the roller skates. There, yeah. What about your friend who was doing it with him? I don't get what was the point of this. I mean, I guess to rob him, but... Oh, they're right there. Who's that? Oh my god, this is like Crash. It's all gonna come together. Kicks are fast as lightning. Krispy Kreme, bro. My favorite part of the movie so far. That actually makes it sound horrible. That makes it sound like I'm not enjoying the movie. This movie's been fantastic so far. Oh, for the love of God. Don't do it, man. Don't be a hero. It's a donut shop. Oh, I guess they had a safe right there. Oh, God. But man, don't do it. Don't do it. You're like the only likable character in this movie. Oh. Long way. It is a Quentin Tarantino movie. I don't know, the first time they keep saying key as a unit of measurement. I don't know who in my elementary school learned that and from where, but that's where I learned what a key was. It was in elementary school. Yeah, it is. Here we go. Oh, LA in the 80s. I forgot about all the caged in doorways. He's not gonna test it. But they're bringing him sugar. Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. Dun 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 Motorin! What's your price for fly? Oh. That was fast. Was he expecting that? Uh-oh, he's testing it, isn't he? No, we just want to leave. Oh, here we go. This is legitimately suspenseful. Is that a young Alfred Molina? I'm sorry, I've been thinking that the whole time. So weird. Here we go. Firecrackers. Oh, he's wearing a Rick Springfield shirt too. And she's touching him with those eyes. And she's looking at him with that body. I just know it. He can sing better than Mark Wahlberg, wow. Is this because it's a jealousy song? Is he thinking about Johnny Doe? What can I find a woman like that? just seems kinda. Are they coming after highs? Oh, good God. Ninety-nine red balloons. Is that Alfred Molina? It is! It is Alfred Molina. He was having a ball. That's the most acting I've ever seen Mark Wahlberg do right here. Wow. Didn't they do this in Licorice Pizza too? Well, now what? I'm ready to come home, Dad. Yes. Come inside us. She's getting her GED. I mean, he kind of deserves this. Rodriguez Brothers Nightclub. Hey! So it's no longer Boogie Nights? Rodriguez. Hey, look, he's doing magic now. He's definitely a showman first. Hey! Oh. Naughty, naughty candy. Scotty J. You know, a C-section is also a thing. Was it in the 70s or 80s by now? I don't know. I know it was by 91. I recognize those calves anywhere. Probably tastes delicious. I love how this family is ostensibly about family. You never would have expected for the first 2 hours of the movie. It's all one big happy porn family. He probably will. It's a baby. They pee everywhere. Mellow Pink Floyd, yeah. William H. Macy, aw. You. Was this Miami Vice? Looks like Lance Vance. Landers. Brock Landers. Is he gonna do the boxing thing? Oh, good God. Is that the money shot? God. Oh my God. Well, that was Boogie Nights. It's a good thing that they showed the title of that club at the beginning of the movie as Boogie Nights, because that's the only thing about Boogie Nights in this movie. Well, I like the music. What was that song? It was from Licorice Pizza. It was on all the, they put it in all the trailers. I can't think of it. It was Bowie, David Bowie. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Starman. Hey, hang on, I gotta know. Let's see, David Bowie. Is There Life on Mars? Yes. I love the music in that. I love the music in here. Is There Life on Mars? Oh yeah, okay. Boogie Nights was fantastic. Other than Mark Wahlberg, but I think that was the point. It's kind of like the other guys. That whole point, I think these directors pick Mark Wahlberg because they know he's not a good actor, and so they put him in roles where that's the appeal. Because like, he totally was not put here. He was supposed to be like a not good actor. Right? Am I just wrong? Dirk and Reed intend to leave quickly before Rahad's bodyguard inspects it, but Todd attempts to steal more drugs and money. That was a great scene, but that was probably my favorite scene. That whole scene where they were at Rahad's place and they were going through all the songs, and it was Alfred Molina was just wonderful. Boogie Nights helped establish Wahlberg as a film actor. Oh, God. Okay, so at the end of the day, it was Paul Thomas Anderson's fault. I know who to blame now, anyway. but yeah, it was a fantastic movie, and I'm absolutely a fan of it. Mark this as another one of Paul Thomas Anderson is a great actor. He's a great director. I'm sure he can act too, but his directing is on point. He's married to Maya Rudolph? Wow, I was not expecting that. Michael Penn. He did the music for this. I don't know any of his other stuff, though. But yeah, it was fantastic. I loved how the storytelling was... It wasn't, like... It was interesting, because the focal point of the film was, like, the characters and their journeys, but they weren't really telling a story in the traditional sense. The story was kind of second to the characters, if that makes sense. Like, we were watching the characters. John Bryan! He did the music for Synecdoche, New York. or some of it. But yeah, this is like the... I can't remember too many times that I've seen movies where the characters are ahead of the story. Which, honestly, that makes sense, because he was talking earlier about in the porno business, wanting characters and then the story coming second. So I guess it all kind of works out together in that way. It's very interesting if that was the point. And very... I wonder how much porn Paul Thomas Anderson had to watch from the 70s in order to get in touch with this film. Hang on. Yeah, John Bryan. I should probably check out some of his, like, actual music stuff. Production development. Burt Reynolds did not get along with Anderson while filming. After seeing a rough cut of the film, Reynolds fired his agent for recommending it. Despite this, Reynolds won a Golden Globe Award and was nominated for an Academy Award. Later, Anderson wanted Reynolds to star in his next film, Magnolia, but Reynolds refused. And then in 2020, Burt Reynolds denied rumors that he disliked the film, calling it, quote, extraordinary. Gwyneth Paltrow and Drew Barrymore were also considered for Heather Graham's part. Oh, thank God. Samuel L. Jackson was considered for Buck Swope. Thank goodness. Don Cheadle was fantastic. Bill Murray, Harvey Keitel, Warren Beatty, Albert Brooks, and Sidney Pollack declined or were passed up on the role of Jack Horner. You know what? Bill Murray as Jack Horner, that would have been interesting. But I'd be fine with Bill Murray's take on any role. Just because I don't... Especially for this kind of movie, because there is a lot of surreal stuff in this movie. IMO. But yeah, apparently people liked Mark Wahlberg's. I really need to look into what the majority of people like about what Mark Wahlberg. Is it just me? I honestly don't know, because a lot of people seem to think he's an okay actor, and I've yet to see a part that he's done that I thought was legitimately good. But I don't know. Like, for this film, I thought that he had one good scene where he was crying in the car. That was the only decent to good scene. Everything else was just him, like, Gene Siskel called it beautifully made. And said Wahlberg couldn't be better. Did a gay porn now? Where's Ringo? He really was wanting to find Ringo. Is that the name of the movie? Getting into Ringo Starr. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, that movie was fantastic. Thank you guys for watching. I'll see you guys next time when we watch something else. Have a good one.